Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I would say from the 1 o'clock games, the biggest story out of the 1 o'clock game was how the Cleveland Browns got destroyed.
No question about it.
And I know that pleased a lot of people.
No question.
I think it pleased you. You picked the Titans getting the 5.5.
Well, it doesn't really please me. It's just that I just was concerned that with all the hype for the Browns, and I know it's only the first week, but, I mean, you're putting a lot of pressure on a team that with a rookie head coach and a team that's won nothing. I mean, what have they won?
No, there is a lot of pressure on them.
Of course.
And I think the other thing that happened here is that the Tennessee Titans are pretty much always underrated. They're
always
a 9-win team every year.
Pretty much.
And so maybe that was a part of it, too, just forgetting about Tennessee. But everything went bad. I mean, Baker Mayfield was terrible in this game.
18 penalties for the Browns yesterday?
Yeah, they were undisciplined. It was just they were just bad in every aspect, and I usually don't feel this way. You usually do, but I did not like witnessing this because the Jets play them next, and I didn't like the Browns playing as awful as they did to start the year. Now, you can look at it and say, well, the pressure's really on now.
Yes, you could look at it that
Monday
way.
Monday night, they're facing the Jets, but I think they are a really talented football team. I think they're better than this. And I fully expect them to bounce back because that was as bad as it gets, getting blown out by the Titans in Cleveland to start the year.
Yeah, I don't know how I look at it going into the Jet game. I think there's a lot of pressure on Cleveland. I think there's even more pressure on them now that they got blown out the way they did. I can only imagine how the fans were reacting in Cleveland yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what to think of the Browns. I mean, the Browns could turn out to be a monumental disaster this year. I don't think that's out of the realm. So I don't know. All I'll say is this. If the Jets don't win this week, you're really looking at 0-6 because I don't see where they're getting a win.
And I think from a Brown perspective, if they lose this week, this is the sky will certainly be falling.
Yep.
To lose your first two games of the year.
No doubt.
I thought the other big story out of the 1 o'clocks was from the Kansas City-Jacksonville game. Not the game. The Chiefs won rather easily. But Foles and the injury to Tyreek Hill. So you've got the big injury.
Even Mahomes went out of that game early, too.
He did. He only missed one play.
Okay.
It looked like it was a shoulder issue. And Matt Moore, in case you didn't know the trivia question, who's Mahomes' backup?
Is that who your backup is now, Matt Moore?
Yeah, I forgot, too. I was like, who's his backup? And I saw him coming.
It's not a bad backup, really.
No, not at all. And the other big one was how great Sammy Watkins was. Sammy Watkins is set up to succeed right now in that offense.
Oh, my God.
Especially if Tyreek is going to miss time. And he was in the hospital yesterday, so even if it's not, going to end the season or anything like that, he could miss a couple of weeks, and that just opens up Sammy Watkins.
What, did he go for 198 and 3 touchdowns in his game?
Yeah. And he had a monster first half. He was unbelievable.
Yep.
And the Chiefs easily beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are also at a crossroads 1 week into the year, not only because their defense got lit up the way it did to start the year at home, but the quarterback situation, which we were talking about before, with Nick Foles missing a significant amount of time, and now relying on a rookie 6th-round pick who looked good in his debut, but can you really rely on him if you hope to be a playoff team?
Yeah, no question. No doubt.
And the other thing that was very impressive, and I think this team's going to win the North, the NFC North, but it's only 1 week again, so you temper that enthusiasm.
Minnesota?
Is how much they dominated the Atlanta Falcons in this game.
Yeah.
And I don't even think the final score gives it justice. They, first of all, Julio Jones, until late in the game, was completely shut down by Xavier Rhodes. He had no
shot. Just signed a contract, too, didn't he?
Yeah, just did. It was an overwhelming effort by the Minnesota Vikings against an Atlanta team that is looking to bounce back from what was a very disappointing year last year. I thought injuries had a lot to do with it, but the Vikings looked like the far superior team right out of the gate. Yeah. Right out of the gate. They looked so good. And they didn't need the thing that was probably the best for any Viking fan is that they didn't need Case Keenum. They didn't need Kirk Cousins to do anything. Because Dalvin Cook was
huge
a monster.
Game. I know that because the guy sitting in the row behind me kept screaming, Dalvin Cook! Oh, my God.
So that's how you knew.
I knew Cook was having a big game because the guy behind me is like going delirious about Dalvin Cook.
He did have a big game.
Got him in fantasy.
Got in the end zone a couple of times.
Right.
Kirk Cousins threw 10 passes in this game. That's all they needed
to
do.
That's all you need to know.
Because they're up 28-0.
Right,
and they won 28-12. I'm telling you, that was just a That was a butt whooping if we've seen one. And the Vikings sending a message. I think they're a great candidate to bounce back from last year.
Yeah, I could see it. I could see them winning that division. Even though I still like the Bears, I could see Minnesota win it. And they play the Packers, I think, this week,
yeah,
too, Minnesota.
Yeah, that should be interesting.
Right away. Yep.
We touched on the Ravens. They destroyed the Dolphins. Lamar Jackson, who had five touchdown passes all year last year, threw five touchdown passes yesterday.
Right.
Dolphin players are already asking out, so that's a disaster. The Rams beat Carolina. They got a lot of production from this Malcolm Brown on the ground.
Yep.
Todd Gurley did nothing early on, but they got him going later. Yeah. Ended up almost rushing for 100 yards.
Yeah.
So the 1 o'clock games were okay. The real headlines were those 4 o'clock games.
No doubt. And I'll tell you, man, you know, once I knew the Giant game was out of hand, I'm locked in to the red zone and all these games. I mean, they were tremendous. I mean, you had two overtime games. With the, you know, the Chargers, who tried to blow the game to the Colts. I mean, they tried very hard to do that.
They did.
T.Y. Hilton, what a touchdown he had.
Oh, yeah.
He broke that tackle to get the touchdown right before the two-point conversion that tied the game. But San Diego, as I'm going to still call him San Diego.
No, I'll call him that. That's fine.
You know, they come back. They never gave the ball up. They got the ball, went right down the field for a touchdown. His guy, Eckler, huge game with, you know, Melvin Gordon holding out.
Melvin Gordon who? The worst thing that could happen, it's what happened to Le'Veon last year. The worst thing that could happen is when those fill-ins play as well as they do. But you know what really killed the Colts in this game? It wasn't the quarterback. Jacoby Brissett was fine. It was Adam Vinatieri.
Yeah.
He missed an extra point. Yep. He missed two field goals in this game.
Thought he was kicking for the Jets.
I was going to say. So kicking wasn't just an issue for the New York Jets. It was an issue for the Colts as well in this game. But Marlon Mack built off that postseason performance. He was great. He's the one who converted that two-point conversion to tie the game up. And they mentioned this on the broadcast right out of the gate. I thought it was interesting that the Chargers have now scored a touchdown in 52 straight games.
Is that right?
At least one touchdown in 52 straight games.
Imagine if they won something, the Chargers.
Well, they did win 12 games last year.
I understand. And then they really showed up in Foxborough in that divisional playoff game, didn't they?
You know, I got to tell you, I picked the Seahawks in the knockout pool.
I had them, too.
I was never worried.
I have two picks. I had the Seahawks and the Eagles, no less.
Well, I was. Were you worried about that one?
Well, let me tell you this. It's funny because I said to my wife, she's got one of the picks. So you can't have her pick because she'd forget it. We'd still be waiting for her to make the pick. You know, this and that. You know, forget it.
Right.
So I said, okay, here's the two teams I'm picking. I'm going to take the Bengals. I'm going to take the Seahawks and I'm going to take the Eagles. Which one do you want? She said, I'm going to take the Eagles on my pick. I said, okay, fine. So we're at the game, and of course, they're down 17-0, right away to the rescue. We got to hear my, she's the best. Oh, my God, I shouldn't have picked the Eagles. I shouldn't have went that route. I said, well, I actually was the one that picked the Eagles for you. You didn't pick it, you know. And then by the time we got home, they won 32-27. She felt better.
And it wasn't, the funny part was, that was a backdoor cover, too.
I know it was. I know.
They had run away with it because Carson Wentz picked up his guy. How about the return for Deshaun Jackson?
Yeah, pretty big game yesterday, huh?
Not too shabby. And Case Keenum played very, very well.
He did.
And he was really, really good for the Redskins. They had a 17-0 lead in this game.
Yep.
And I wasn't worried about the Eagles because I don't like the Eagles, but I wasn't worried about Seattle either. I was always confident.
And Andy Dalton had a huge game yesterday, too. Monster game. Bengals.
Threw for over 400 yards. He was great. And I just knew something would happen for Seattle to win this game.
By the way, did you see the last? Maybe it's because I'm on the red zone. Now, you got the ticket, so maybe you're watching that, and I didn't see. The play at the end with Andy Dalton, when they called it a fumble, I mean, you know the play I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That basically wrapped the game. I thought it was a pass, and I never really saw a real replay to tell me either way.
Yeah, I ended up so – once that happened –
You know the play I'm talking
about?
I know,
it was the last play of the game.
Right,
like 12 seconds to go, whatever it was.
Right,
yeah. Well, they lost – here's the thing, and tell me if I'm wrong about this. When the Bengals have a 4th-and-7 from their own 45-yard line.
Right.
And there's 3.5 minutes to go.
Right. And they kicked the field goal?
No, they
punted.
When
did they kick the field goal? They were down –
The field goal was...
They were down 21-17, and when did they kick
the field goal?
That was
with 8 minutes to go.
And it was still, I had no problem with that.
Yeah, no, I had no problem with that, because it was a lot of time, and they got the football back. So they get the football back. It's a 4th-and-7 from their own 44-yard line. I'm going for it.
Yeah, no,
because
definitely.
I'm looking at it two ways.
Yep.
If I fail, if I don't convert on 4th-and-7, I got to stop them anyway. If I punt, I got to stop them. If I fail, I got to stop them. So why not go for the first down instead of the risk that I don't get the ball back? And they essentially didn't get the ball back, because when they got the ball back and you were asking about
that, wasn't much time left.
The game was over.
Yeah, pretty much.
20 seconds to go.
Yeah.
And they couldn't stop Chris Carson. Chris Carson sealed the game on the ground for the most part. Yeah. Good for him. Yeah. But I had a big issue. 4th-and-7, my own 44-yard line. They had two timeouts left. Go for it. What are we doing here? Go for the win. Go for it. You're relying on your defense getting off the field against Russell Wilson? The ball in his hands, or in this case, Chris Carson's hands, with 3.5 minutes to go. I'm on the road. It's a monumental upset. Andy Dalton's thrown for 400 yards. Go make a play. I hated that decision. And, hey, I mean, I loved it, hated it, because I loved it because I wanted Seattle to win.
And we can't even kill Marvin Lewis for it anymore.
No, can't. We got to blame the new guy.
Zach Taylor.
Zach Taylor. The guy who once looked at Sean McVay, and that qualified him to become a head coach in this league. That's what happened. You glance at him.
and how about Cliff Kingsbury? And he almost pulled the game out yesterday, Kingsbury.
Well, I got to be impressed by Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, right,
I can't take shots at him.
No.
The air raid.
Kyler looked good, man. In the second half, he really looked good.
Well, see, that's the thing. For the first three quarters, the Cardinals did nothing.
Nothing. Yep.
The air raid offense was a joke. We'll make fun of Kingsbury. What a disaster. And they woke up in the fourth quarter of this game. But to make a comeback the way they did, you know, when you're down 24-6 in the fourth quarter, you need something crazy to happen. And we got it because prior.
Hey, now, I didn't see this play, and Dick Stockton kept who did the game yesterday for Fox, kept harping on that play.
Well, here's the play.
So explain it exactly to me, because I didn't see exactly that play as it unfolded.
All right. The Lions are up by 8.
Right.
They're trying to seal the game.
And they were up 24-6 at one point in the game.
That's right. They're up 24-6. At this point, it's an 8-point game. One possession game, essentially. 3rd and 5, 2:40 to go. They get a first down. Game's basically over. You're going to get to ice it a little bit more, draw more time off the clock. 3rd and 5. They clearly call a timeout about a second before Stafford snaps the football and quickly throws a swing pass for a first down. But you can tell, hey, whistle's been blown. They called a timeout.
Right.
Stafford didn't call the timeout. The head coach didn't call the timeout. Darrell Bevell called the timeout. And I don't know if it would have been a first down anyway. You can't say the exact same stuff would have happened. But Matthew Stafford's been in this league for a while. I get it. He's not a Super Bowl winner. He hasn't even won a playoff game. But can you let Matthew Stafford make his own decision here?
Yeah.
If he wants to call a timeout on 3rd and 5, let him call timeout. And so Stafford was ticked off about it. They don't convert on the next play. And then the defense can't stop the Cardinals. And they come back and they tie the game. And then eventually it ends in a tie. So I can't say definitively.
They were lucky to get the tie, too, because they had to come back down after the Cardinals had taken the lead on the field goal.
Yeah.
They had to come back down and get the field goal to tie the game.
They salvaged it from that standpoint.
They salvaged it, but it was a much better tie for the Cardinals than it was for the Lions.
Oh, different world.
I mean, completely different.
That is a disastrous tie for the Lions.
No question about it.
Disastrous.
And I'll tell you, Matt Patricia looked, first of all, what happened to him that he had a crutch on his sideline? Did you see that?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
But he looked like the deer in the headlights, though, for a while.
There's a little bit of pressure on him.
Yep,
didn't have a great rookie season. The expectations, I think, are a little bit higher. That's a game you can't tie.
Nope.
You got to win that game.
Absolutely right.
And I was a little annoyed because I took the Lions laying 2.5.
Did you really?
Yeah. And I felt good about it.
Yeah.
Dude, it's 24-6 in the
sure
fourth quarter.
I'm not saying you didn't feel good about it.
I should have done that FanDuel get out before get before they
that's
blow
what you
it thing.
But Murray looked good. And I'll tell you, I loved. He's one of my favorite players in the league, and that's Larry Fitzgerald. And he had a huge game yesterday. I mean, the guy's 36 years old, and he just keeps getting the job done.
He's great.
He was tremendous yesterday.
And he's perfect to have in that offense as that veteran security blanket for a young quarterback like Kyler Murray.
Yep.
The Niners were able to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, great job by Jameis Winston. How bad is Jameis Winston, man?
I'm starting to think, Joe, he's not that good.
He's not any good. This guy was the number one pick in the draft. He threw 2 picks in his game, two touchdowns, right? On picks.
Yeah. Well, and think about this. Last year, the Niners had 2 interceptions all year.
I know, all year. And they got, like, 3 in the game yesterday,
right? And 2 for a touchdown. One by the great Richard Sherman.
Right.
And the last one was just a terrible decision by Winston.
Terrible.
He just
threw the ball up for grabs. He was under pressure. He should have took the sack, and he just threw the ball out there, and the guy walked in for a touchdown.
Yeah, it was not a good debut, but I think we figured with Arians taking over, this is the last shot for Winston.
Well,
this is it.
Then again, maybe Tampa Bay's got the, you know, a little of that Todd Bowles comedy.
Oh, that car.
That was one of my picks, so I was a little upset with that one.
I understand.
I went 1-2 yesterday. Obviously, the Browns came through for me.
Yeah, and I went 1-1. The Lion game I lost, and I got the Saints laying the 6.5 tonight. And I also
you got the Saints laying the points tonight?
And
I like the Saints tonight.
Fantasy implications tonight.
You got a lot of Saints. You got Alvin Kamara, right?
I got Breeze Kamara and Jared Cook.
Wow.
So I'm really in on the Saints, clearly. It's not healthy to have that, but that's the case. And the Sunday nighter was just a dud. The Patriots destroyed the Steelers.
Oh,
Antonio Brown's a Patriot. I figured you'd believe it's a conspiracy theory, right?
I do. I absolutely do.
That he just wanted out?
But the bottom line is, does it matter whether they got Antonio Brown or not? It doesn't. I mean, Antonio Brown is just another moving, just another replaceable part for the Patriots.
You know why it matters? Because
you think why? Because they go undefeated? I mean, why?
Yes. No, that's the answer, yes. Because when they added Randy Moss, and I'm not comparing
the
two.
That was the year they almost went undefeated.
That's my point.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I know they didn't go undefeated because right. the Giants beat
right.
them in the Super
right.
Bowl.
Right, right,
but they were dynamic like we've
well,
never seen
before. Well,
now
they got
before.
Even more because if you got Gordon on one side yeah. and Brown on the other, and you got Edelman in the slot.
Yeah.
Oh, my
and
God.
And Sony Michel, I know he didn't do much
He's
last
tremendous.
Night.
And James and White. White. Right.
Dude.
You got Edelman, yeah. Edelman throwing passes to James White.
If you want to tell me 12 and 4, 14 and 2, 16 and 0, it doesn't matter, then fine, you're right, it doesn't matter. But they could, I mean, they could go.
The only thing I'll say about undefeated, and, yeah. And I said this when it happened back in 07, as it went on in the playoffs, you could see that the pressure of undefeated was catching the Patriots a little bit.
Yeah, I think it did.
I don't know if it's so great to be undefeated. I don't know.
Ask yourself this. If you're Bill Belichick
well,
and you're
I'm
Tom
sure that's
Brady,
probably always got left. That's
exactly.
It. That's all
You've
they got left.
Nothing
There's
left.
There's nothing left but an undefeated
Winning
season.
Winning another Super Bowl, who cares?
Right, right. There's nothing left than an undefeated season. And bro, how are they not, like you said, minimum 13-3.
At minimum, well, I was telling you before they played this Steeler game, if you looked at their schedule, right. the softness of it, unlike in past
years.
But
they played Dallas and Philly. We talked about it earlier.
Yeah, but they don't play them until November.
Right, right, right.
They play the Dolphins in Miami. Have you seen that spread
no,
yet?
No, I understand.
It's 15.
Is that what it is?
They're on
and this is a place they usually have trouble. They won't have trouble this game.
I don't think so.
No.
They play the Jets, the Bills, the Redskins, the Giants, the Jets, the Browns. They could be 8-0 before they
no,
play the
I
Ravens
know.
And the Eagles.
I know.
And I'm not saying they're going to go undefeated, but I do think that does adding an elite all-pro superstar
yep,
in the
yep.
prime of his career, does it matter? Yeah, it matters. The question's going to be, is Antonio Brown going to do something that's going to cause Bill to say, I've had enough? Bill Belichick does not have a perfect record when it comes to bringing
no.
in veterans who are head case.
No, but he won't, you know, like I said, he'll treat Antonio Brown just like any other, you know, third-string guy. You know, if he's giving him trouble.
They could get rid of him in 5 weeks. I fully understand that. Or Antonio Brown could realize, boy, I better be on my best
right.
behavior at
That's
least
right.
for a year.
Right.
Then after that, I'll.
That's what I think will happen. I think for a year, he'll be a model citizen.
Yeah, we'll see.
You know,
but
that's
they,
what I think.
That, I mean, if Josh Gordon plays,
oh
which is
God.
A big question.
Yeah, well, he was good last night.
He sure was. And Antonio.
And he got this other guy. Who's the guy that caught two touchdowns?
Oh, Dorsett?
Who's not even going to play anymore, right? Philip Dorsett. He's not even going to play anymore.
And last night, Sony Michel did nothing.
He nothing.
And he'll do more than that.
Right.
So it's scary. It's horrible.
Oh, my God.
It's just sickening.
It really, it's just, you know, it's like a given. It's just a given that this team is certainly going to win the division. And, you know, they're probably, you know, walking to another Super Bowl.
Is the lead story in Boston this morning Brown
Dombrowski?
And the Patriots or Dombrowski? I have no, I was thinking about that this morning. What do they do in Boston? Are they still
Win.
Baseball? That's
I don't
true.
See how did they get rid of Dombrowski? The guys, I mean, they just won the World Series last year. I know they had a bad year this year for them. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's surprising.
I mean, well,
there's
got
to be more
believe
to that.
It.
There's
got
to be more to that.
You would think so. You would think so.
The guy's a hell of a GM.
Yep,
he's probably
yep.
a Hall of Fame general
probably.
Manager when you look at his repertoire. He also looks just like Bob Huesler, by the way.
Very much so.
They look very similar. But that was stunning news. Stunning. So I don't know what they're thinking in Boston right now. They're probably just so.
So you like the Saints tonight?
Yeah.
What's the line on the Denver Raider game?
I think it was.
I got it right here. I'll tell
was
you.
Was it three?
Is
oh,
it?
2.5. The Broncos are laying 2.5
right, on the road
in
right.
Oakland against
right,
the Raiders.
Right, 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 right.
I think I like the Broncos in that game.
Yeah, no. I mean, what
I
are the
know.
Raiders? I don't even know what the Raiders are. What
yeah.
are they?
Yeah, I don't know either. I have a that one. I actually don't have much of a feel for. I don't know what to expect in that game.
I don't either.
It's also going to be tough to watch because it starts after 10
well,
o'clock at
night. Well, I won't see
night.
That game. I'll watch the Saints, and of course, I'll be in and out with the Mets.
Oh, goody, the Mets.
Oh, my God.
Oh, goody.
I was so happy. You know, I'm at the game yesterday, and I'm like, you know, I'm first score I hear from the Mets is they're up 3-1. Oh, okay. We're up 3-1.
It was 3-0, by the way.
Right, right. I didn't know that till later. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was
And
painful.
I really paid very little attention to the Mets. And then when I get home, like, the game was, like, still on.
Yeah, it was almost a 4.5-hour game.
I know. It was the longest nine-inning game they ever played.
Yeah, yeah.
4 hours and 29 minutes.
It was brutal.
Longest nine-inning game in the history of the franchise.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
And they gave up runs every inning.
Oh, God.
Every inning. The Phillies
was great. I'm giving it up. Yeah, 3-0 the lead.
You know.
Oh, my God.
They just blew a huge opportunity. That's what it came down to.
Terrible.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.